Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bamature John. On this episode, we're going to talk about Alabama's win over Missouri at home as a bounce back win after losing to UT, as the tide rolls over Mizzou, winning 34-0 to run their record to 6-2 and keep their playoff hopes alive for the 2024 season. Thank you for joining this episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bama John. We are going to do a rewind relook of the Alabama win over Missouri. We now have over 1,600 subscribers to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe, like, and click the bell for the notify button on our YouTube channel. You can also click and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on RSS, Spotify, iHeartMusic, and the like, Amazon Music, anywhere you can access podcasts, you can get our podcast and listen to us and stream us. We thank you very much for listening to the Bamature Hour, and we just appreciate all you listeners out there. Just a note, this is the Bamature Hour is the Alabama Amateurs, known as the Bamatures, commenting on Alabama football and basketball. We're a podcast, but we're not in any way affiliated with the University of Alabama and do this wholeheartedly and separately. So now let's jump into this episode. We're going to do a rewind relook at the Alabama win over Missouri in 2024 as Alabama rolled. And the tide did roll over Missouri, winning 34-0, shutting them out, running their record to 6-2, and had a bounce back win after losing to Vanderbilt, barely beating South Carolina, and then losing to UT. At this point, after the win over Missouri, they ran the record to 6-2, and the hope was still alive that Alabama could make the playoffs. Ultimately, those hopes would be extinguished as Alabama, in a few weeks, would lose to Oklahoma at Oklahoma in a crushing defeat to end their chances of making the playoffs. But this was a great win for Alabama, great bounce back win, and helped Alabama at least stay on the cusp of making the playoffs. Alabama won 34-0, shut out Missouri on October 26th in a home game in Tuscaloosa. This was Alabama's second shutout of the season, and it really was a crucial victory for Alabama. The defense was dominant, pitching a shutout, and they held Missouri to 287 yards of total offense. They forced 3 interceptions. They knocked out Brady Cook out of the game with a hurt ankle. Drew Pine came in, and he threw 3 interceptions, and the Missouri offense was ineffective. So Alabama's defense was very effective after struggling with Vanderbilt in that first loss and then struggling in the second half against Tennessee. The defense was very effective in this game, and the defense really does play well the rest of the season for Alabama as they jump to a new level in this game and really are able to maintain a strong defensive effort the rest of the way. Getting the 3 interceptions was really big in this game as they stopped 3 Missouri drives with the big interceptions and were able to convert and put more points on the board. They also had a nice goal line stand at the end of the game to preserve a shutout. More on that later. In terms of the offense, there was a strong rushing attack. Alabama was able to put up 271 yards of rushing on the ground. They scored 4 touchdowns, and Jam Miller had had two of those four touchdowns in a very strong performance. There was a key play in the fourth quarter where Justice Haynes ran another rushing touchdown in for 35 yards that really just put the game away and sealed it up for Alabama. And then you had the goal line stand after that to preserve the 34-0 victory. Here are the key factors, really, that happened in this game. You had Alabama's defense was dominant and played really well. You had an effective running game by Alabama, particularly in the second half. Alabama led 13-0 at halftime and really had a touchdown at the end of the first half that took a very close game and was able to give Alabama a comfortable halftime lead. And then they came out in the second half and piled it on as they win 34-0. So Alabama had a very effective running game, particularly in the second half. Missouri's quarterback situation was not good. The Alabama defense put pressure on Brady Cook. He had an injured ankle and had to sit out the game. He went out in the second quarter and was not able to come back and play. And then the backup quarterback, Drew Pine, who had been at Notre Dame previously, came in and was not effective as he throws three interceptions. Alabama put pressure on him, and he throws the three picks. And those three picks proved really costly for Missouri as Alabama was able to shut down Missouri offense and pitch a shutout. And Missouri was a good team in 2024, so pretty impressive to hold them scoreless for Alabama, and kudos to that. So big win for Alabama. And now let's jump into the actual drives for the game, and let's just go through what happened drive by drive, and we'll make some key comments, and then we'll wrap it up after we go through the drive. So at the start of the game, Missouri gets the ball first, and they come out, and they go three and out. So Alabama sets the tone as they force Missouri to punt. And a key play in that series is on 2nd and 10. Brady Cook is sacked by Jihad Campbell to put Missouri into 3rd and 25. Bama holds, forces Missouri punt, and then Alabama takes over on its own 21-yard line. Then Bama takes over, and they start on their own 21-yard line. They go 50 yards in 8 plays, and it ends in an Alabama field goal. Bama's able to convert on a 3rd and 1 in the drive. On a Missouri face mask, they get another first down on a Kendrick Law 21-yard run. And then on 3rd and 5, at the Missouri 25, is Alabama is in the red zone threatening to score. Justice Haynes loses 4 yards on a running play as the offensive line isn't able to get the push that they would like to, and Bama's forced to settle for a field goal. So Bama takes a 3-0 lead after the first drive with 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Missouri then takes over, and this is Missouri's second drive of the game. Bama forces another 3 and out as Alabama is able to force Missouri to punt. So two Missouri possessions, 2 3 and outs, 2 forced punts. The Bama defense came to play this day, and they really asserted themselves. And then Bama takes over on its own 26-yard line, leading 3-0 with 7 minutes and 29 seconds left in the first quarter. On Alabama's second drive, Bama goes 3 and out as Milroe throws 2 incomplete passes on 2nd and 3rd down and is not able to keep the chains moving. And that was one of the problems with Milroe throughout this season, is his inability to convert short intermediate passes, keep the chains moving on passing downs or when Alabama dials up pass plays. And he's not able to be effective in this second Alabama possession. Bama punts. Missouri takes over on its own 19-yard line with 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first period. Missouri comes out on its third drive, and they go 32 yards in 7 plays and end up having to punt back to Alabama. Missouri picks up a first down on a 3rd and 12 play in this drive as Alabama gets another penalty that's plagued them really all season. It's a theme for 2024, is the number of penalties, as they get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and it extends the Missouri drive. And then the Missouri gets another first down, but ultimately has to punt after picking up two first downs. But they pin Bama on its own 7-yard line with 2 minutes and 31 seconds left in the first quarter. Bama again is leading 3-0 as the first quarter is coming to the close. Bama takes over, and this is their third possession, and Bama goes 3-and-out as Milroe is sacked on third down. Again, holds on to the ball too long, does not get rid of it, not able to do anything effectively on third down, and Bama punts to Missouri, and Missouri takes over on its own 48-yard line with 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, Alabama leading 3-0. So really, it's a first quarter where neither team is really able to get a clear advantage. Alabama has a small lead at the end of the quarter, but neither team is really effective on their drive. So now Missouri on its fourth drive, Alabama Missouri gets the ball on its own 48-yard line, but Missouri goes 3-and-out and has to punt back to Alabama, and they pin Alabama back on their own 9-yard line with 13 minutes and 58 seconds left in the half. And again, Alabama's up 3-0. This is Bama's fourth possession on this next drive. Alabama has a 7-play drive for 14 yards with 2 penalties and a Milroe sack stopping the Bama drive, and they force Bama to have to punt. And so Bama again punts, and Missouri takes over on its own 41-yard line, and there's actually a penalty on the special teams as well on the punt play that gives Missouri good field position. So with 10:39 left in the half and Bama leading 3-0, Missouri takes over on Missouri's fifth drive of the half. Missouri has a 5-play drive for 15 yards, and they end up punting. The punt puts Bama on its own 20-yard line with 8 minutes and 46 seconds left in the half. Again, Alabama leading 3-0. So almost halfway through the second quarter, it's a very tight, close defensive struggle. Bama leads 3-0. Neither team is really able to effectively get a whole lot going on offense. Bama takes over on its fifth drive, starting on its own 20-yard line, and Bama goes 59 yards and 11 plays, and Bama has to settle for a field goal. So Bama does take a 6-0 lead after their fifth possession. There's big plays on this drive, a 26-yard pass from Milroe to Jeremy Bernard, then another 21-yard pass for another first down, again from Milroe to Bernard, to put Bama on the Missouri 11-yard line, but then a holding penalty puts Bama into a 2nd and 19, and the Bama drive stalls out in the red zone, and Bama's forced to settle for a 39-yard field goal as Alabama takes a 6-0 lead with 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first half. So again, it's a defensive struggle. Bama's offense is not able to capitalize and put touchdowns on the board. Missouri's offense is really able to do nothing. So at this point in the game, it seems like a defensive struggle, but then things will change quickly after this point as Bama's up 6-0. Missouri takes over on its sixth possession of the first half. Brady Cook has now been knocked out of the game. He's got an injured ankle, and Drew Pine has taken over the quarterback position with Brady Cook out of the game. And Missouri has a 4-play drive that ends with a Drew Pine interception. Alabama picks off a Pine pass, returns it to the Missouri 35-yard line, and Alabama is in business on the Missouri side of the field with 2 minutes, 37 seconds left in the half, and Alabama leading 6-0. So on Alabama's sixth drive, as they take over after the interception, Alabama has a 3-play drive and scores on a Jam Miller 3-yard run. And now Alabama's up 13-0 after this 3-play drive. Big plays on the drive is there's a Milroe pass to Emmanuel Henderson that puts Bama down to the Missouri 3-yard line. The next play is the Jam Miller 3-yard touchdown run. Alabama leads 13-0 with 1:54 left in the half. And Alabama has taken advantage of this Missouri miscue interception by Pine, and now they're in business. Missouri takes over for their seventh possession, and they go 34 yards in nine plays. And the half ends with Missouri trying a long field goal that's over 50 yards. Alabama fields the missed field goal because it falls short of going out of the end zone, and Bama returns the ball to the 40-yard line before Missouri tackles Alabama, and time runs off the clock. So at halftime, Alabama led 13-0 in really a defensive struggle, and save for the interception by Pine, it could easily have just been 6-0 at the half. But Alabama's defense is really dominating. The offense has not asserted itself too much at this point, but given how hapless the Missouri offense was in the first half, Alabama seems to be in good control. A couple of assessments as you look at it. Bama's defense is strong. Cook's out with an injury, and Pine was ineffective in the first half as he threw the turnover, and Bama takes a 13-0 lead. Bama gets two field goals and one touchdown, so they're able to take six possessions and come up with points on three of those six possessions while shutting out Missouri. So you certainly were happy with where Bama was at half, although you would have liked to see them have taken one of those field goals when they got into the red zone area that they had to settle for a field goal and turn that into a touchdown, at least had a 17-0 lead at halftime. But given the struggles at Tennessee and at Vanderbilt, it was really good to see Alabama dominating and also not close the half like they did at South Carolina and give up some big plays and allow South Carolina back in the game. In that game, Alabama closed strong with a 13-0 lead. Alabama gets the ball, comes out in the second half, and Alabama, on their first drive, they go 80 yards in six plays and ultimately score on a Jalen Milroe 9-yard run, and Alabama's in business and takes a 20-0 lead. So Alabama comes out strong after the half, goes 80 yards. They're big chunk plays that get them down the field. Milroe has a key pass to Law for 14 yards to pick up a first down. Milroe has a run for 32 yards to get a second first down. And then Milroe has a pass to CJ Dupree to pick up a third first down as they move the ball down the field pretty systematically with three big plays. And then once they get down to the Missouri 9-yard line, Milroe runs it in from there, and Bama's up 20-0 with 12 minutes and 33 seconds left in the third quarter. And Bama's in a commanding position, assuming the defense can continue to shut down Missouri and the offense doesn't make a bunch of bad turnovers and poor plays and miscues. Bama, you feel really good in watching this game and rewatching it. You felt really good about Bama once they jumped up 20-0. On Missouri's first drive of the second half, they go 21 yards in seven plays, and the drive is stopped as Alabama gets another interception as Pine throws his second interception of the game. Bama defense comes up big again, makes another big play, and Bama takes over after the interception on its own 27-yard line. Bama at this point leads 20-0 with 8 minutes and 36 seconds left in the quarter. And again, you feel like Bama's in full control of this game, which they will stay in full control the rest of the game. So Bama takes over on its second drive. And this time, Bama goes three and out and has to punt. Missouri takes over on its 41-yard line. The Bama lead is 20-0 with 8 minutes and 6 seconds left in the third quarter as Bama has to punt and Missouri takes over. On Missouri's second drive of the second half, Missouri goes 16 yards in three plays, and this drive also ends with Pine throwing another interception. It's his third interception of the game, and Bama, he tries to go to the end zone. Bama intercepts the ball. They run the ball out to the 35-yard line, and Bama takes over on its own 35-yard line, leading 20-0 with 6 minutes and 57 seconds left in the game. The Bama defense has continued to assert its dominance, shutting down Missouri, still holding them scoreless, and having three takeaways as Alabama's intercepted Pine three times. On the Bama third drive of the second half, Bama goes 65 yards in five plays and scores on a Jam Miller 11-yard run for the touchdown. Key plays on the drive, Milroe hits Ryan Williams on a 15-yard pass for a first down. Justice Haynes rips off a 28-yard run for another first down to put Bama on the Missouri 15-yard line. And then you have Jam Miller ultimately scoring on that 11-yard run to put Bama up 27-0, as Bama now leads 27-0 with 4 minutes and 28 seconds left in the third quarter, and Bama is fully in control over Missouri. The tide's rolling, and things are looking really good. Missouri comes out on its third drive, and Missouri goes three and out and punched to Bama. Bama takes over on its own 39-yard line with 2:52 left in the third quarter, and again, Alabama leading 27-0. Bama's fourth drive of the second half, Bama goes 13 yards in five plays and has to punt. Missouri takes over on its own 20, down 27-0 with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. So on Missouri's fourth drive, they come out at the end of the first half, and it bleeds in at the end of the third quarter, and this drive bleeds into the fourth quarter. Missouri goes three and out. The Bama defense holds again and forces another punt, and Bama takes over after the Missouri fourth drive, where they went three and out on its own 23-yard line with 13 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. Alabama leads 27-0, and Alabama's in full control, and it really will take, at this point, with Alabama in control, it would take a big Missouri rally and a big meltdown by Alabama to lose the game, and fortunately, neither happens. Alabama stays strong, keeps their conviction, and really does a great job of closing out this game, and Missouri, led by Drew Pine, really can't find anything. So Alabama, on their fifth drive, Alabama goes 77 yards in five plays and scores on a Justice Haynes 35-yard run to take a commanding 34-0 lead with 11 minutes left in the game. Milroe hits Ryan Williams on a 26-yard pass play to move Alabama into Missouri territory. And then after that, Haynes rips off that 35-yard run and is able to score and basically put the game away. This game's over at this point with Alabama having a 34-0 lead with 11 minutes to go, and Missouri showing no signs of life on offense to get anything done. So then Missouri comes out on its fifth drive, and Missouri keeps the ball for approximately 7 minutes as Missouri has its best drive of the game. Missouri goes 88 yards in 14 plays. Missouri gets the ball down to the Alabama 7-yard line and has it first and goal, but Bama's able to hold Missouri, and on fourth and one at the 1-yard line, Bama is able to stuff Missouri. They hold, they have a great goal line stand, and Alabama takes over the ball on their own 3-yard line with 4 minutes and 19 seconds left after the great goal line stand, leading 34-0. The game's over. Alabama goes 88 yards in six plays, runs the clock out, and ends the game winning 34-0. On this drive, Richard Young is able to rip off a 62-yard run to get down to the Missouri 35-yard line, and Bama runs out the clock. Something that they really had a hard time doing is having long drives where they're able to run clock, but they do that on this one, and Bama has a 34-0 win, big bounce back win. The tide rolls, and Alabama is able to get a a key win, SEC win at home. They run their record to 6-2, and they keep their bowl, their playoff hopes alive. But ultimately, those hopes will be extinguished as Oklahoma pulls the upset in November when Alabama goes to Norman and really lays an egg. Let's talk about some stats in this game. Here's some key stats. Alabama outgained Missouri 486 yards to 287 yards. Rushing yards on the ground, Alabama had 271 yards rushing compared to Missouri's 167. This was one of the best rushing efforts by Alabama all season. Their running game was very dominant. They really wore out the Missouri defense. In terms of turnovers, Alabama got three interceptions as they forced Pine into throwing three interceptions, and Alabama had no turnovers. That was huge that we won the turnover battle 3-0. Alabama had 22 first downs compared to Missouri's 15. Again, another great stat showing that Alabama's offense was effective and the defense was able to limit what Missouri was able to do. In terms of yards per play, Alabama averaged 7.7 yards per play, more than double Missouri's 3.8 yards per play. On third down conversions, Alabama was not very effective, only going 2 for 9. Missouri converted 3 of 13. Neither team was good on third down, but fortunately that ended up not being a key factor that hurt Alabama. Red zone efficiency, Alabama was effective scoring 4 out of their 5 red zone trips, although they did have to settle for a field goal on one of those. Missouri was held scoreless as Alabama shut them out. I want to point out a few other key stats here. The yards per rush attempt, Alabama was able to run the ball very effectively, averaging 7.3 yards per play running the ball, one of their best outputs on the season. Missouri was able to average 4.3 yards per play, which is not bad. If you can get 4 yards per rush, that's effective. But Missouri was not able to effectively throw the ball as they had 3 turnovers, and really their passing game was very poor. And the one other stat that I think is very important to notice to note in this game was penalties. Missouri had 5 penalties for 55 yards. Alabama had 7 penalties for 85 yards. That was not good on the Alabama part. That was one of the stats that, again, was a negative, as Alabama had too many penalties in this game. Fortunately, it didn't matter because Alabama played so well in other areas of the game and was able to dominate Missouri that the penalties really didn't hurt them. So what are the key takeaways of this big Alabama bounce-back win over Missouri? Number one, Bama's defense is getting better. The Alabama defense improved throughout the season, got stronger, and really the last half of the season, the Alabama defense was very good and was not the problem. The offense was way too inconsistent, and even though they had a good day against Missouri, against Oklahoma, against Michigan to close out the season, the Alabama offense really does struggle and is not able to effectively handle blitz pressure, not able to effectively hit short intermediate passes, and it's boom or bust given Milroe and his issues at quarterback, and it really struggles. But the defense, we have to hand it to him, had a great output against Missouri, had a great outing, and the defense plays well down the stretch. So kudos to Alabama's defense getting better, and it really showed against a pretty good Missouri team. The defense does pitch a shutout, noteworthy. The defense gets 3 interceptions, and the defense knocks Cook out of the game with an injured ankle. So the defense is really doing what they need to do. Defense also has the key goal line stand in the fourth quarter, shuts down a decent Missouri offense with a decent rushing attack. So just overall great effort. The offense, here are the things to note about the offense. Bama had no turnovers. That's great. The turnovers would kill Alabama in their losses. So no turnovers, really good. Dominant win for Alabama. The things that I do note as well is Alabama struggled on third down conversions, only 2 of 9. The Bama on offense and defense had too many penalties, but fortunately, Alabama was so dominant in this game, the penalties did not come at critical times and cause them to be in a bad position to lose the game. So they were fortunate in that sense. And this was a great win. Let's go over the grades. I'm going to grade areas of the Alabama in this game, and then we're going to end this podcast. Grades for the game. I give the offense an A-. There were no turnovers. They scored 34 points, and they put up 486 yards of offense. The negatives and why, instead of giving it an A or an A+, an A-, the penalties and the 2-for-9 conversion on third downs were really the areas where I viewed that the offense had some weakness. Defense, I give the defense an A. They pitched a shutout. They knocked the quarterback out of the game. They had 3 interceptions, and they held Missouri to 287 yards of total offense. Defense came to play. They had a great goal line stand at the end of the fourth quarter. It really was an A effort from the defense, and you could really see the improvement and just how well the defense was doing and growing throughout the course of the season. On special teams, I gave them an A-. The special teams kicked 2 field goals, and they pinned Missouri back with good punting. The punt team was really effective in this game, and our punter was very effective throughout the year. There were a couple of penalties on special teams, and that's why I gave them an A- instead of an A. And then in terms of coaching, I give it an A-. Alabama had more talent than Missouri. It showed. They won 34-0. The reason I give it an A- instead of an A for the coaching was too many penalties, poor performance, third down conversions. Those were the two areas that I felt they need to clean up and that were still biting them. The things that were great, 34-0, shutout win. Defense had 3 interceptions. There were no turnovers on the offense. So I give the coaching an A-. And overall, great win for Bama. So that's it. That is this episode of the Bamature Hour. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all you listeners. Please like, subscribe on our Facebook page. Click like and click follow. And we just appreciate all of you listening, and roll tide.